Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Anthony and Natalie with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, Child Safety Minister Charis Mullen spoke on the amount of young people currently living in residential care homes at the Queensland Estimate hearings on Thursday. It was revealed that at the Estimates meeting that 1,955 children are being housed currently, compared to 1,759 last year. Mullen acknowledged that there are currently too many children in these homes. The department is not on track to meet goals set by the government to halve of the amount of children in residential care.
Queensland Premier Stephen Miles is determined to place the Queensland branch of the CFMEU in administration because of a video showing a violent confrontation last month at a picket line at the Cross River Railway. At one point, the fight spilled onto the roadway, affecting the traffic. Mr. Miles denied he had gone soft on the CFMEU and said, "We will take whatever steps are necessary to stamp out that kind of violence and bullying and intimidation."
In national news, Hobart is aiming to increase cycleways and public transport use to decrease car reliance. Hobart Mobility Portfolio Chair Ryan Possess said, "Hobart has no bypass road from the north to the south, so all city traffic has to transit through the city itself." Alison Hetherington from the Bicycle Network of Tasmania said, "Only a small percentage of the population was comfortable riding on roads." She hopes the new scheme will invite more women, families with children and older people to ride.
Aviation experts said the Australian aviation system was broken after Rest Airlines announced it was going into voluntary administration this week. Professor Doug Drury said, "Australia has 26 million people and less than 20 to 30% of them fly on a regular basis. It's very difficult to maintain a profitable organization." He also said the growing duopoly between Virgin and Qantas is going to create higher ticket price down the track for consumers.
In international news, the Hong Kong government is luring people to the city following an exodus of skilled labour in the wake of the pandemic and China's crackdown on political dissent. Nearly 70,000 applications have been approved since launching the Top Talent Scheme in 2022, of which more than 90% are mainland Chinese candidates. Immigrant from southern China, Eliana Zheng, is working in human resources and eyeing a long-term future in Hong Kong.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny with light winds. It's currently 16 degrees in Brisbane with an expectation maximum of 22. The UV index is predicted to reach a moderate 4. That's all for your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zz.org.au/news.